Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did the Lord tell us in the written word that it was His will that we prosper?
Yes.
In the New Testament?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give you many, many, many other scriptures. Just don't be concerned about that. But let's believe one thing at a time.
Yes.
Is it God's will for us to be healed?
Yes.
He said it right here, that you be in health.
That's right.
Somebody says, yeah, but now He said, even as your soul prospered. He certainly did. But don't jump to conclusions on that either. Somebody says, well, you know, the spiritual prosperity is most important. Well, technically that's correct, but you can't separate one from the other.
Amen.
Did you hear me? It's not a matter of having to pick which one. Well, I pick spiritual prosperity. Y'all can be carnal and worldly and pick that old, you know, material prosperity. But I choose, well, yeah, you're a full of pride. You think you're more spiritual than everybody else. No, they are connected. Can you see in this scripture, He's talking about a connection. It happens as your inner man prospers. It affects your physical man with health. And it affects your outer man with prosperity. Amen. As your soul prospers. Now, this is a very vital part of our teaching as we begin here. How are you going to prosper? According to that verse. Huh? As your soul, what?
Prospers.
Don't miss it. Prosperity doesn't begin in your accounts. Prosperity doesn't begin in your pocketbook or your purse. Prosperity begins inside you. It begins in your soul. I say, yeah, I know we're talking about getting close to God. No, you're still trying to hyper-spiritualize this. No. We've said it like this before. How many remember in Proverbs, he said, as a man thinks in his heart, what?
So he is.
What if you think and talk poor?
You'll be poor.
Then you are poor. You're not just poor on the outside, you're poor on the inside.
Amen.
And the reason so many government programs have not been successful, and the reason so many projects of people throwing money at stuff, is because even though they throw money at it, the people never saw themselves as anything except poor. Nothing was changed on the inside. And so anything out here is a temporary thing. Because they're going to go back to what they are on the inside. I remember I was driving through the ghetto one time years ago in this huge city, and it's a very depressed area financially of the city. I mean, abject poverty. People living in cardboard boxes and just, you know, on the street, sleeping under the bridge and things like that. And I mean, it wasn't just one or two. It was just a large area of this. And I'm driving through there, and my heart was going out to these people. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, no vision. No vision. The people have no vision. And boy, you can see that. I mean, I'd never thought about it exactly like that. But isn't this what the scripture said? Without a vision, the people perish. What does it mean, no vision? That's why people would go and stick a gun in somebody's face and take a human life for $10.
Yeah.
How could you ever get to that place? Because they have no hope and vision of getting $10 any other way. They have no concept that I could come out of here any other way except taking this thing into my own hands, committing a crime, and taking it from somebody. That's the only way they can see themselves getting that money. But it's a lie. I said it's a lie. It's a lie the devil has perpetuated. Because the scripture said God takes people from the dung heap and sets them with princes. Can He do it? God can take anybody out of the poorest ghetto, out of the poorest place, and raise them up.
Hallelujah.
Amen? If they will look up from that place and believe He will do it. Believe He's a God who will bless them.
Yes.
But see, they've even heard from the church that it's not God's will for everybody to have material blessing. They've heard from the church. Maybe it wasn't said in these specific words, but the implication was left that, you know, well, God in His infinite wisdom saw fit to have you born in that hellhole of a ghetto, and we don't know why, but it's His will for you to be broke and poor whilst another man sits up here on top of the hill with a $10 million house, and we don't know why God does things that way, but it's just His will, and just accept His will. No!
Amen.
I said no.
No!
No, that's not the will of God. No.
Hallelujah.
No. And nobody can tell me, because I grew up broke. I know broke. I'm from broke. And, you know, didn't begin to come up because of knowing people or the right connections. Begin to find out that God wanted me prosperous. I remember when Phyllis and I first found out about it. I mean, it was so amazing to us. We were beside ourselves with joy. We thought, you got to be kidding. God actually wants you to have money? No. Yeah. We were sitting in our little mobile home and broke and had nothing and, you know, needed everything and found out God would give you a new car. Oh man, we were ecstatic. We were beside ourselves because we actually came to believe that. You know, it wasn't too long after that we had one and began to come up and began to come up and began to come up and began to come up. Amen. I'm telling you, no matter where you are, God will bring you up. He'll bless you and put you in a position where He can use you to bless other people.
Amen.
Oh, it's so wonderful in times of need or situation that you can have something that can help make a difference in somebody's life. It's so wonderful. But if you don't have it, you can't give it. If you don't have it, you can't do it. Right?
Yeah.
But you're going to have it.
Amen.
I said you're going to have it.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to have it any other way.
Amen. Thank
if you don't want to prosper, you better leave this church. Because I'm going to stay on it with my faith. Amen. I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to teach to you. We're going to tell you testimonies every time you come about somebody getting a chunk and getting blessed. If you want to stay broke, this is not the church for you. It's not. It's not a sin to be broke. It's just mighty inconvenient. You can come up. You might say, well, I'm pretty rich right now, Brother Keith. You can be richer. You can come right on up. Amen? To be a bigger blessing. Be a greater blessing. Did the Lord tell us in this verse that it was His will above all things that we prosper? Hmm? Did He say that? Said out loud, it's God's will for me to prosper. He said so. Right here in 3 John 2. Amen. It's God's will for me to prosper materially. Amen. And how am I going to prosper? As my soul prospers. Now your soul includes your thinking. Your thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You must stop seeing yourself as broke. And you must stop talking broke. Right? No more poor jokes. Hmm? Did you hear me now? No more poor jokes. Joking about how poor we are and how broke we are. And well, we're poor, but we're proud. God will deliver you from both sad conditions.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No more poor jokes. Amen. About how poor you are. You know, I don't know if I'm explaining it properly, but people make that half of their conversation sometimes about how broke we are and we don't have this and we can't afford that and we can't afford this and you know, oh boy, I guess that's how rich people do. But no, you are the rich people.
Yeah.
You are the rich people. Somebody said, well, if you looked at my account, you would say, I'm looking at the Bible. I'm looking at the Bible. Did you hear me? And for you to prosper outside, you must prosper in your soul. You must begin to see yourself differently, think differently. Amen.
Amen.
Said out loud, I'm a prosperous person.
I'm a prosperous person.
God's will,
God's will
is for me to prosper.
Is for me to prosper.
And I cooperate
with the will of God.
I am a prospering person.
I'm a prosperous person.
I'm a blessed person.
I'm a blessed person.
I am not the poor.
I am not the poor.
I am the rich.
I am the rich.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Now you'll have to camp on this. Because if you've had generations of poverty mentality ingrained into you, you might not all get out in 3 days. I've been working on it in my life for decades now. I mean, just every once in a while, something will come up in me and I realize it's something from my past. It's something from my granddaddy or my great granddad or something they believed or something they said, and it's not right. It's poverty. It's poverty thinking. It's poverty talking. I got to quit saying that. I got to quit thinking that because it'll cap me. It'll limit me. It's contrary to the Word of God. We're going to prosper externally as we prosper internally. Prosperity starts inside. In your thinking, in your talking. Talk rich. Even if your accounts say something entirely differently. Talk rich. Talk blessed. Didn't the Bible say even to call those things that be not as though they were? How about your accounts? If we looked at your accounts, would we think you're rich? I said if we looked at your accounts. You don't have to answer that too loudly. Here's what you say about your accounts then. Say it out loud. My accounts are filling up.
My accounts
will overflow.
My accounts
are filling up. Now you notice that's different from running out.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Put your words on it.
Amen.
Even if it appears that you're calling those things that be not as though they were, that's faith. Filling up. Our accounts are filling up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Prosperity? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R305. That's R305, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.